Tuesday, October 18th, 2022, sprinting, quintessential linchpin. We are sprinting, not a barbell in sight. Went heavy yesterday with the Olympic lifts. We pulled from the ground. We went overhead. We went below parallel as well. So now we're not pulling from the ground. We're not going below parallel, and we're not going overhead. So while a 3x800 meter day is going to be plenty taxing, that's for sure, and very beneficial, it's not going to beat you up, although it could light up the backside, like glutes and hamstrings for sure. And with what we have going on tomorrow on Wednesday's workout, the sprinting not only worked well in general, but it was the perfect thing to have in between what we had going on Monday and what's coming up on Wednesday as well, which will have us going below parallel, overhead, pulling the whole nine yards. And the last time that we had just a good, strict engine building day was the previous week. We had death by calories on the bike. So now, while that's a incrementally building sort of an effort where the amount that you work and the amount you rest is always changing each minute, now we're doing something different as well. We've got rid of the bike. We're doing just a plain perfect running right here, and your rest periods should be set between each one of those. And there's a linchpin conversations that I did. The number it is escapes me at the moment, but it was all about, you could search for this, linchpin conversations, rest periods during interval-based training. And that podcast will pop up, and it just dove into how you should choose how much time to rest on days like today. And I'll tell you what, most CrossFitters don't give themselves enough rest on a day like today. After a good warm-up, make sure you give yourself ample rest so that you can actually hit those 3 800s and hit them hard. I will tell you, let's just say for simple math, let's say that I did an 800 meter run in 3 minutes and 30 seconds. I would rest between the next one at least that same amount of time. So at least 3 minutes and 30 seconds would be the rest that I took, if not upwards of potentially 5 minutes. And if somebody's like, oh, that's so much rest, you're making the workout easier. You're not. You can make a serious case that you're doing the opposite and making it more challenging, because you're gonna be enabling yourself to actually run hard again. And so that's the point on a day like today. Just like we respect heavy days, we respect the sprint days as well, and we don't try to rush them. We've got the wild card option, in case you want to do it on the bike, you're good to go. Scaled option, this is bears a little chat just for a second. So let's say you are at some point in your fitness journey that running an 800 just seems way too far, it's too intimidating, it's too long, you're not going to be able to do it. No worries. For the scaled option, instead of setting the distance as an 800 meter run, we're setting the time, and then you're just going to run or jog and see how many meters you can cover in that window of time. And so for the scaled option, it's just a 3 minute window. How far can you get in 3 minutes? Rest, do another 3 minute window, rest, and do a final 3 minute window. And then it'll be great data for you to track next time and see, do you cover more distance in that same period of time? Things are going in a wonderful direction. So sprint day, pure and simple, mission critical. We don't avoid them at linchpin. Hope you enjoy it. It's a nice playoff what we did Monday with the barbell, and now coming up on tomorrow's workout, there's not a barbell in it, but there is loading, and it's a tough one.